some nice conversations going on, going on there at times. So we're going to do these presentations in that we just decided, right, in the order that the colours were in our when we designed the workshop. So I'll read. Blue team had the question: should we know what scientists are doing? So that was the blue question, if you like, the overall thought: should we know what scientists are doing? What did you get, people? What? Any other thoughts?
Yeah, because it helps us find like new discoveries.
So it helps us find new discoveries.
Yeah.
And just out of curiosity, any new discovery that you bumped into in science?
No.
Recently?
No.
Why would you? Yeah.
Nintendo invent like teleportation with like tiny.
Absolutely, yeah, too right. I mean, that freaked me out when I first heard about that. But we've just about managed to teleport something. Okay, it's incredibly small, but you know, not just in theory, but in sort of practice.
Did anyone answer no? That we should know what scientists are doing.
No.
So all of the interviews you conducted, nobody said.
They said
don't.
Yeah,
but don't
know.
They didn't say no.
But not that they said that we should. So that nobody said we shouldn't know what they were doing. From. Fair enough. What about your first question? For the teams. Do you think that it is important to know what scientists are doing and what their results are? Why do you think that? So no results for that question?
Yeah. Or I don't know. But then when you get the results, you will know the consequences.
I mean, just generally. So that question is, do you think that it is important to know what scientists are doing and what their results are? Do you think that's important?
Come on, you're right. Is it important?
I mean, like, sometimes if it's like a failed experiment, you don't really want to know the results because it'll be like a disappointment. But if it's an achieved experiment, then you want to know the results because it might be really good and help your life.
Fantastic. So there's some information that it'd be really good to know, but maybe there's some information that, I don't know, do we need to know? Any bit of information, any bit of science that you'd really like to know more about?
What about that man that's just been in the paper? He was on the news, was it yesterday? He was given a tablet or something to help him for the cure of cancer. He's okay, but they're not going to give it to anybody else. And I just think that's a bit. Why tell us about it if you're not going to roll it out and let anybody else have it? That's important. But do we need to know that they're not giving it to anybody else? We shouldn't have been told that, should we, really?
No.
That's not going to. Too expensive to roll it out to everybody. You shouldn't really talk about it like that.
But isn't there a case that if we know that it exists, we can put pressure on the government to make certain that we all get access to it?
Yeah, because that man's upset as well, isn't it? That he does feel special, but,
Do we think it's important that we all have access to these drugs?
Yeah.
Would you be prepared to pay more taxes in order to pay for that? Because someone has to somewhere.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
You wouldn't?
Who would?
Oh.
I would too.
Yeah, that's what that
would be. And who wouldn't? Who that would?
You won't even get it. But you will. You're guaranteed to get cancer.
Not humble.
But it's fair enough, and if you think about the little poll that we just did there, that as you get older and when you start being able to vote, then it's you who get to decide this sort of stuff. You know, which is a fantastic thing, but it's also a bit of responsibility as well. That's what you've got to look forward to, people. Any other thoughts about that first question? I'll read it again. What do you think? Do you think it is important to know what scientists are doing and what their results are? And why do you think that? Okay. What was your next question, guys?
The science where you
think
that is more important.
Susan, did any answer come up for what answers did you get?
I got medicine thing.
Yes.
Giving you that as an example. I was asking you a question.
I thought the ethical science hospital is more important than normal science.
Because science what, sorry?
More than normal science.
No, what was the science, what the first bit?
Yes, because science hospital is more important than normal science.
Oh, right, so science.
Like medical science, you mean? Okay.
Any other?
I think chemistry is more important, so like physics, because it's like global warming and that's happening more often than say like forces on like a thought or something like that, so I think it's more important to learn about that than like forces.
Which was a particular branch of science,
yeah.
Do you think? Did you have a piece of like global warming science in mind?
Like the greenhouse effect.
Oh, right.
You know that.
So should we know more about that then? Right.
Yeah.
Or is that just that you're more interested, or do you think?
No, I think we should know more about it because it's quite dangerous and it's happening more often. So we need to get like to know what happens and the effects of it.
And so could that affect the way we vote and things like that on these issues?
Yeah, it's like if you do a vote on what you want to do more, they might just like focus on it more in schools and in like colleges and stuff like that.
Good.
How does it make you think something like the science around global warming is really important to what we do, to our lives. Okay, hands up if you don't think it is. Matt, hands up if you don't particularly care. There are no wrong or right answers here. We are just really, really interested in what you have to think about these things. Thanks for that. And then you got one last question here, and that's: are there any bits of science where you think that it is, that this is less important, where are they and why? What answers? What did you get, people? Open that out then to the rest of the group.
What was the question, sir?
The question. Are there any bits of science where you think that this is less important? And what are they and why? So are there any bits of science that you don't think we should know about? Less important science, if you like.
Physics.
I mean, for example, how do we feel about the money we spend on, say, space exploration, which we could be spending on medicine? Do we think that's right, that we spend as much as we do, or would we be trying to cure cancer?
Just like even it out, do stuff like half, like stuff in space, and then half on medicine, or say like 60% on medicine and 40% on space, because medicine's more important than, well, it's not really, because they both have effects on us, so both quite important for us.
Okay, so you think that the funding is just about right then, what we're doing now?
Yeah.
You all here, have you heard of Tim Peake?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Tim Peake, it's hard to avoid him at the moment. But now, officially, he's sort of the first of our astronauts that taxpayers' money is actually going to pay to put him in space. Is that a good thing? How do you think it's a good thing?
I was going to say that I feel like some of our tax space programs concentrate more on other things than just funding space projects.
Sorry, say that. I missed. Say that again.
I feel like some of our tax money should go to like funding space programs, because then the government doesn't have to pay at all, and they can concentrate on more stuff like medicine, like.
There are some people who think that experiments that are happening in space, because that's what astronauts really do when they spend a huge amount of their time and they're actually in space, that might in medicine and for all sorts of things might really, really end up helping human beings. So that's excellent. Could you give Team Blue a huge round of applause? We'll collect the sheets off you. Before the end, and talk to them all. And so now it's a guessing on the red team. And the red team's overall headings were, where do you go to find out about science?
Well, there's multiple different places that you can go. You could go like searches up on the internet, or go to like a science teacher and go speak to them. And I'm sure there's places like science colleges or something that you could go and ask a teacher there. They'll probably know more than a teacher at high school. And you can read it in books as well. So the library, if you want to go.
Do you think that is a trustworthy source of information? sometimes it can be the question and then someone's going to answer it.
The internet can be like you need to search multiple sites on the internet to like make sure that the information you get is correct. Books can also, well, books mostly are true, but sometimes it's not all correct. And if you go to like a place like the science college, you go to your science teacher, they might not get everything correct because like every human makes mistakes. But mostly all of them, I would say, are like trustworthy in a way.
Any other thoughts about that? So when you're looking at stuff on the internet, is it all? It's not all true. Isn't absolutely like every word.
No, because you can edit things on like Wikipedia, so it's not very reliable.
That's a good example.
Yeah, but most of the things on it is true though.
You know
me. Which means that? You're not researching it if you're
not. Well, she's not her opinion, that's right. Okay.
Sorry, what did you say? We missed it.
Tuesday said it is true on most of the sites, but what you are
right, being
is
true.
Right.
True. So that we need to, what, that we need to have a bit of judgment about what we're looking at.
If you was to research something, would you just use one site, the first one that pops up, or would you use several ones and then compare them? Or would you just use that one?
The one that pops up because it's probably the most popular one of it's at the top.
I would generally use multiple sites because if like you say the same things on all sites then they're not true.
So would you say that if lots of sites are saying the same thing, that it's more likely to be true than if just one site is saying it?
Yeah, I would say so.
Do any of you, just a general question, I mean, do any of you spend much time on, other science websites that you...
There's one in Kerishima, I forgot what it's called. It's like Alpha God or something like that.
Spider-wise. What's it called?
Alpha Cloud, I think.
Alpha Cloud.
Is it where you just take tests?
I don't know.
That's
what you said. But you can do stuff on it though, can't you?
Bite size. Do you think the BBC's reasonably trustworthy then?
Yeah.
Do you use the internet as part of the science lessons at all here?
Yeah, on the iPads.
And do you have to go off and research stuff as part of that?
Yeah, and we write copy on our books.
Is there any really popular like science TV programmes at the moment that you watch?
Don't watch TV.
Do any of you go to science museums or have been?
Went to one in Primary. I think it's like in Salford or somewhere like that.
But not since Primary?
No.
I learned at the start of year 7.
Which one was that?
I think it's in Salford.
Salford. You know that one, David?
Is that one? Is it called Mosey?
I worked at Mosey for 10 years. Wonderful place. Did you like it? Yeah, it was wonderful. Did you have a shower or anything after? Did you just look around? We just walked around. You always get a shower in Manchester, don't you?
That's one. So one question left, isn't there? Which was, who could you ask about a science-related topics? What sort of answers did you get on that?
Science teachers.
Anybody put mums and dads or?
No. On every single one,
the
science teacher.
On every single
teacher, really.
Excellent.
There's very good teachers in the school, clearly.
Yeah.
Give a red team, please. Which brings us all back to green team.
Yeah.
Whose overall topic was how many people have ever met a scientist? So how many people have ever met a scientist?
One.
What do we?
Sorry, can you speak up a little bit?
We've only met like our science teachers.
Your science teachers, okay. Do you think science teachers count as scientists?
No.
Yeah.
What
kind of?
It's the
Cox of it. Okay. Who reckons yes, they count as scientists? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah. And who reckons they don't count as
scientists?
Yeah, the middle. Okay.
So do you show what the teacher? Do you
No, it doesn't. That's just for me. So I'm mistaken, but I'm writing it down. I can get it later. It's not going any further.
Because
he
said don't
want to teach. What
does that mean?
Oh, I'm going to teach. You're the same thing.
Yeah. Did you see me like, that was in there?
So were you saying then, people, that you actually had a one of your teachers was been a
Mr. Thomas, he's a microbiologist. That's what trained him at the beginning. He can tell you anything about him. He's very interesting when he gets going on with his local book slash
And your first question of that subsection was, do you know any scientists or engineers? Who are they? How do you know?
Albert Einstein, Stephen Hawking, Isaac Newton, and Brian Cox. We know these people, like, they're famous and
Fantastic, so you came up with a whole bunch of scientists. And then, I mean, have you, just curious, as a group, I mean, have any of you, okay, you can just say yes because of your teachers, but have any of you, other than that, have any of you actually ever bumped into somebody who you might describe as a scientist, or science as a big part of their job?
No family members who are engineers, or...
What's an engineer?
That is a really good question.
Do you mean engineers, the ones that fix cars?
Not really, but I would say it's quite a broad definition, engineering. Really. I mean, they do everything from building bridges to making really small things. So engineering does cover a vast amount of things.
Sometimes engineers, but we get asked this too. What is it? I think that's a really good question. What is an engineer? And we asked a whole bunch of engineers that very question, and they said they are problem solvers who use science and mathematics to produce technology that solves those problems. That's how engineers sort of define themselves. Or anyway, the ones that we asked. Your school, you know? Anybody know the name of the type of engineer that would work on a building like that?
Builders.
Well, builders would be involved in the...
Architects, yeah. Architects.
I thought they just like discovered stuff.
No, they do the drawings for buildings.
Alright, I thought they like discovered
stuff. They don't actually
exotic blueprints on that side.
Engineers. We got there's a really interesting question here. Do engineers, so are they the ones who actually put the bricks together, as you said, the building?
So that's
builders who do that? So what would the engineers do with that building? Did somebody say?
Design it.
Do you like paint it and stuff? Alright.
So if you think about that, you know, we got engineers over here, we had architects over here, you know, all of whom seem to have a whole bunch of science and mathematics and problem solving stuff going on in their lives. So it's maybe that was interesting. We're not doing so bad. And then your third question was, what would you like to ask a scientist if you had the chance, and why would you ask that?
Who invented anesthetic and how did they know it was going to
work?
That's a really good question.
That's a fantastic question.
All we need now is a scientist.
Yeah, that was my question actually. Who actually thought of putting somebody to sleep to operate on them, and then did they know they were going to wake up again?
What is it like in space? Wow. That's a good bunch of questions. Read them out again a little more slowly so we get...
What inspired you to be a scientist?
Yeah.
Why do you like science? How have you used space suit? And how did they invent a balloon? And what is it like in space?
How heavy is a spacesuit? Interesting. Because I guess it depends which planet you're on.
doesn't it take like an hour to put on a spacesuit? It takes like a really long time.
It does take a long time.
It's nice to watch Tim Peake on like a live thing, putting it on and then like going out with the like spaceship thing.
Yeah, it must be really difficult. You want to get it right, wouldn't you? You don't want to make a mistake on that one.
Did somebody have to invent the balloon?
That was Leah's question.
That's a fantastic question. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's just out of the blue. That's a beautiful question.
Do you mean like the small balloons that we were playing with earlier, or big balloons that you fly around with?
Both.
Right. Yeah, very interesting. Mm-hmm. I love all these questions, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go home and do some Googling when we're done there. I've got something in my head that the flying one was the Montgolfier brothers, but I might be completely wrong there.
For hot air balloons, no. I think it was them.
A pair of French guys.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. The brothers who made it.
Yeah. But I've no idea about the little ones.
Yeah, how did they? Who decided? Right, okay, today.
Can we get some latex?
Balloon.
That's me.
It's a really good question.
They're great questions, all of them, actually.
Yeah. Has any bit of the question about inspiration? Has any bit of science ever like really inspired you? Just make you go, oh my god.
Anyone?
Do you mean like a person?
Or a thing.
Or a thing, yeah.
Have you ever seen anything that just made you go, well, like when you're at Mozzie, you see something that just, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. We watched this video in my science class and it was like, space, like satellite space station or something in the Earth, and it showed like at night of the Earth where all the lights are on and it looked cool.
That's amazing, isn't it, when you see those imagery in there, see how many, where people all live by the amount of lights that are there and things like that.
I found out that the Sun isn't the biggest star, and there's like other stars that are like 50 times bigger than the Sun.
Yeah, amazing.
I know it's not really based around science, but I like find archaeology quite amazing, how able to like build animals out of like the bones that they left behind.
Yes, and all the sort of the technology that goes with it, you know, like carbon dating, how they can tell how old they are. There's an awful lot of science in archaeology, isn't there? So I think it's a very interesting topic. Do you think you might be one?
No.
Spend a lot of time in muddy fields if you are. Does anyone here want to be a scientist, just as an aside? Fancy it as a career or an engineer? I'd recommend engineering to anyone. There's so short of engineers in this country that you'd be able to name your price by the time you get to working age. So just a strong hint there.
Yeah, people really seriously. When you come to the time when you're looking for jobs, then engineers are going to be in such short supply in this country. Really, really short supply. Oh yeah, yeah.
Did they invent the car?
Cars have been around for a bit, haven't they? I think longer than we might expect. Way back into. You know, 17th, 18th century it would be.
I mean,
that's engineering, isn't it?
That is engineering.
Yeah.
When the word engineer comes from siege engines originally, from those big catapults they used to fire into castles, and that's where the term comes from, because they were engines, and the guys who built them became engineers. And so it sort of stuck for everything that involves building things after that. I mean, the car has sort of evolved really from a combination of the horse-drawn carriage and the engine they would put in steam trains. But obviously it's quite difficult to have a steam engine in a car, you know, when carrying the coal and everything, unless it's the size of a train. It's quite difficult. So then, as sort of an evolution, if you like, the internal combustion engine, which uses petrol, which is more closer to what we know today, was invented by Caramba, who invented that.
Yeah. What do you think happened to the first car that we know existed, that people call the car? What, any thoughts what might have happened to it? So close. Any advance on blowing up? You're in the right lane. Well, you're in the right area. Yeah?
Oh,
yeah, no.
It did break down.
It broke down rather suddenly.
Did it set on fire?
Considering a lot of it was made out of wood, that'd be a pretty safe bet. But even before that, it might well have done. I'll give you a clue.
Crashed
into a wall at the incredible speed of 2 miles an hour.
2 miles an hour. And I don't wear my seatbelt.
200. You know when you think of cars that can now do like a couple of 100 miles an hour or so, cars started off for like 2 miles an hour. Well, they weren't designed to go to 200 miles an hour, they had different jobs. Excellent. Let's give a green team and congratulations. And last but by no means least, that brings us on to
the yellows.
Who wants to take yellow team, and who wants to take part in some real science?
We found out that 6 people would help scientists with some research or experiments, and then 2 people wouldn't do it, and 1 person didn't know if they would or not.
So the people, I suppose you'll know who you were, the people who said, we want to, we'd like to, why? Did you have any bit of science in mind when you said that?
The only reason we got for one of them is said because it would be fun. That's the only reason we got.
Is there any bit of science that occurs to anybody, not just yellow team, but anybody that's...
Chemistry is the most popular science that we got, because they were all chemistry apart from one, which was astronomy.
No physics?
No.
Oh, for physics.
I have 2 astronomers.
I know the biology people, the people who were telling me that they were really, really keen on... What did you say about biology? You're telling me.
I enjoy biology.
Because it's the science of us, she said, didn't it? Yeah, which I thought was a really good point. And it is. Of course, you know, we've all got a lot in common with biology because we're biological things.
Why was chemistry the most popular?
I think because, they used to see in, experiments, things like when you put the tablets into the cork and it goes up and stuff like that, so I think it's the fun aspect of things.
So you mean actually doing an experiment?
Yeah.
We don't do we just basically do chemistry most of the time in science.
Oh, okay. That's most of what you do. What you mean when you actually do the experiments is mainly chemistry that you do it in. Do you not do any experiments in physics or?
We do, but not as much as we do as chemistry. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. So do you like the practical side?
Yeah,
I always like the practical side.
We're doing an experiment in science where at the moment where you put acids in certain metals and see which reacts the most, and we found out that calcium that reacts the most, and it gives off light bubbles, and it's quite fun to see what happens with this to the metals.
Yeah, they can get quite explosive as well, can't they, when you do those. Yeah, I can't remember those days in school. It was great fun throwing bits of reactive metals into water.
So you still get to do, wow, that's fantastic. And you know, sometimes I think that you lost a lot of lovely little things that you can do in science lessons like that. It's really good to hear that you can still do them. What's your favourite bit of, and do you have any bits of science lessons that you really like, people? Any bits that you absolutely don't like?
The word equations and symbol equations, I find it quite hard to do.
Word equations?
Yeah. The symbol equations.
I'm somewhat of a non-scientist here. What's a word equation?
It's like, you do like a reaction, I think, like, say, magnesium, then you do, it goes like magnesium oxide, and then it's like CO2 and stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah.
I actually really like balancing symbol equations and chemistry and stuff.
You good at maths generally?
Generally, I would say. Yeah. I just like enjoy it's like a puzzle if you think about it, like trying to balance up.
But it's a kind of puzzle.
Yeah. That's how I think of it.
Yeah.
So it's quite satisfying when you get it right because you know it's the right answer.
Yeah.
Who were the two people who didn't want to take part in science or didn't want to do any experiments of interest? You didn't want to? No, you were not interested, but then you both seemed to be quite interested as well.
Not that I wasn't interested, I thought that, like, it's best to just leave it to, like, the professionals.
Alright, well, if you thought you could help the professionals, so.
If I feel like I could help someone do it, then yeah, I would, but...
I mean, like, you're helping us now, so I'm quite...
I feel like the scientists would know more than me, so it's better just to leave it to them.
Right. Okay, but if they were in charge, but guiding you to assist, would you be okay with that?
I would do that.
I can ask a question. Wouldn't you ever want to be a scientist yourself, become a professional?
No, not really. Like, I enjoy science, but I probably won't pursue it as a career. I'm older.
Because all those people would be professional scientists now, they started up at school, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they weren't professional scientists when they were your age.
What would stop you from becoming a scientist? What have you got plans to be something else?
I want to go into like coding, and, like computers and all.
So computer science, really?
Yeah. Right, isn't it?
Okay, fair enough.
The science has got that massive bubble, hasn't it? And you don't necessarily think about putting things on the, like your computer science, you can want to be a hairdresser and things like that. It's all based around your sciences. Well, making food is a science.
The maths, you say, are very good. Yes. The maths that's in hairdressing, the maths that people use to cut your hair, absolutely, they use mathematics to cut your hair. It sounds weird, but absolutely true. Hairdressers, one way or another, end up using a whole bunch of maths.
Ratios.
Angles.
Buying and selling of stuff, your stock, if you're a small business. Bumps into your life in so many different places. So many different places.
2 minutes, I think, David.
Oh, are we?
I think it's the bell time.
Right. Okay. Which one of those questions? I forgot which question we asked, but. If you could help a researcher do some of the science, what would you like to do? Did we answer? We answered that one, didn't we?
Yeah.
Do you think being involved in real science would make you more interested in it?
Yeah, most people. I think we only got one that said no to that. And I think the most likely to be involved in chemistry, and they like to do the experiments. So, and they think said it's fun and interesting to do it.
One said no, one said maybe. Another said yeah.
Right, that's quite good. So people are saying that, you know, that being involved in science would probably make you more interested in it. And then your last, what sort of science would you want to be involved in if you could?
Yeah.
And if we have a computer, if you had a free choice, anything, what would you like to, what would you like to go for?
Astronomy.
Astronomy?
Yeah, I think it's quite cool. Like the stars and stuff.
Most people put chemistry in again.
Yeah, most people put chemistry.
Mainly chemistry then.
Yeah.
Anything else, people? Last question, really. In the whole world of any science you've ever bumped into, anything that you'd fancy having a, having a go at?
No? Nothing, clearly.
Depends on who likes chemistry more than the scientists.
Oh, most of them seem to.
Most of them do.
Yeah.
And that's because of practical work, is it? You can see the experiments happening.
Which is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to go. I'd like to get to the bottom of the ocean. People have been to the moon, but nobody's ever been to the bottom of the ocean.
Yes, well, it's a whole thing down there.
To isn't get it? For a human being to get to the bottom of the, what is it, Mariana's Trench, would cost more than getting you into space, to getting that same person into space. How about that? I found that out last week, absolutely freaking out. Good heavens. It's more expensive to stay on our planet than it is to get into space. Yellow team, give yourself a